John chapter number 1, the elder unto the elect lady and her children. The elder unto the elect lady and her children. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning, thanking you, Father, for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your peace, that your grace that we find in you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for these, our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. I pray, Lord, your blessings upon every individual. We ask you, dear Lord, that your will be done in the service today. Lord, I pray today, Father, for strength. Lord, that you'd strengthen not only the outer man, but you'd strengthen the inner man. Father, I pray today, if there's a need here in somebody's heart today, Lord, and surely they are, I pray, God, that you'd meet that need today. Lord, help us to be drawn closer to you. Lord, I thank you, Father, for your salvation. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to be a part of your church. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us in the service. And Lord, I pray again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us the words that we need to say. Let us preach in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We ask you now to go with us in the service. What you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The elder unto the elect lady and her children. The question is, who's he talking about? Some writers believe that he's talking about a literal woman with children. And some believe that he's talking to the church and her children. I want to preach to us this morning, if God will help me, about the church. And I want to talk to us dealing with this elect lady and her children. And, I love the church this morning. I don't understand how anybody could profess to be saved and not love the Lord's church. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus came into this world to set the church up in the world. I believe that. It's precious to the Lord. The Bible tells us in a marriage relationship for the husband to love the wife even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. When Jesus returns, he's coming back after the church. Amen. The church is a Greek word, is the word ekklesia, which means the called out ones, that God calls them out to be saved, and God brings them in to the church. That's the reason why you find the reference, the elect lady. The church was always in the bosom of the Father before the foundation of the world. Jesus came and gave himself to the church, for the church. He shed his blood for the church. Now, the church didn't come into being in the book of Matthew. It has always been. You can find the glimpses of it in the Old Testament days, how when God chose out Israel and made them a great nation. The Bible calls them the church, the Old Testament church. And so now we, in the dispensation of this day, is called the New Testament church. And when I think about the church and how the Lord loved the church, amen, and I believe the Lord has but one church, and it's scattered all over the world, doing the will of God in the church. And the Bible said here, as we read this salutation, John says, the elder unto the elect lady and her children. I believe that the church, the Bible tells us, when Zion travails, she'll bring forth sons and daughters. I believe when the church gets under a burden, when a church gets in travail, she'll bring forth sons and daughters. I believe that's one of the avenues by what the Lord births people into the family of God. When a young man and a young lady marries and they have children, it's a great blessing. And you see in that family some resemblances, and you see some principles and values that's instilled into those children. I'm glad this morning that the Church of the Living Lord is still pressing forward in 2017. Aren't you? Amen. I'm glad she's still here, and she'll still be here until Jesus calls her home. Amen. And the church oftentimes is referred to as a mother. And sometimes how we find it here are referred to as the elect lady and her children. Now John instills three principles here for the elect lady. First of all, he instills in the church to walk in truth and to say the truth. To preach the truth. And how the Bible said, whom I love in the truth. And not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. And he said, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. He said, grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. He said, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth as we have received a commandment from the Father. And the Bible now commends the church as walking in truth. You know, we've got but one message. Amen. And it's the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the Lord Jesus, he is truth. God is truth. I believe it was Pilate said, I find no fault in him. We've got one message, and it's a message of truth. Amen. There's a lot of false prophets in our day today, as it was in the Lord's day. And many of them are preaching heresy today. But he commends the church of the elect lady and her children to stand on the foundation of truth. Amen. And the Bible tells us that the devil is the father of a lie. God cannot lie. Amen. He is truth. All truth is God's truth. Amen. I tell you, whatever you say, let your steps walk it. Amen. And walk in truth. And walk in light. And amen. And the truth today, what we need more of is the truth about God. The truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we have no hypocrisy, but that we live and we walk in the truth of the Son of God. And what the church needs to, what the world needs to see in the church today is that she's contending in the truth, amen, and the truth of the Word of God, and that the Word go out and penetrate in the hearts of unbelievers in the truth of God.
Amen.
Truth, truth. Pilate said, what is truth? And you know, we live in a world where they say is no absolutes. There's always ifs, buts, and ands in our world today. But in God, it's all absolute. Amen. He's absolutely true. Amen. There he is light, the Bible said, and in him is no variableness at all. Amen. There is no blemishes to God. From the beginning to now and forevermore, he is truth. I don't know about you this morning, but I like that. Amen. I like it when truth prevails. I believe truth will stand when this world's on fire. There's many a folk today trying to put a half-truth in there. But I'm going to tell you, it's either a lie or all the way a lie. Amen. It's either a truth or a lie. There is no half-truth. And amen. There's a lot of folks that try to sugarcoat the gospel message today. But I'm telling you, the truth of the Lord Jesus will prevail forevermore. Amen. He is the Son of God. And the Bible tells us the only begotten Son. One day I was a young Christian, and I got a hold of a Bible. I believe it was a Jehovah's Witness Bible. And I looked up in the Bible in John chapter number 1. And the Bible said, and in that particular Bible, it said in the beginning, beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God, and a little a and a little g. And I stopped just a minute
And I thought about that, and I said, wait a minute, and that's not right. That's Amen. Not what my King James Version Bible calls it. And the Bible said, and the Word was God. Amen. Yeah. And there's a lot of translations today trying to fit man's theology. But I'm telling you this morning, the truth will stand. Amen. When everything else falls by the wayside, the truth of the Lord will stand forever. I believe the blood-bought church of the living God ought to stand on the truth. Amen. And regardless of what the world tries to say, stand on the truth anyhow. Amen. 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 He said he rejoices. The Bible said because, as a matter of fact, he said, I rejoice greatly that I found thy children walking in truth as we have received a commandment from the Father. There is no greater joy to a mother and a father to watching their children to walk in the ways that they were raised. Amen. No greater joy to see a son or a daughter obeying the parents and the parents in the Lord teaching their children and raising them in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord and watching them to live in such a way, amen, that they project the Lord Jesus in their own lives. And what great joy it brings to a parent, to a mother and father, and the saint of God who's in the Lord, than to find their children walking in the light of God's love and in the truth of the Lord. What a blessing it is. John said it's a blessing to see the church walking in truth. Amen. But then he also brings the principle of love. He said, and now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. Amen. Now, you know, this is not hard. This is not hard. Christianity is not hard. We make it harder than it ought to be. Amen. If we'd quit worrying about the don't do's and start doing the do's, ain't no telling what God could do in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. He said that we love one another. He said, and this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that ye have heard from the beginning. Ye should walk in it. We should walk in love. Amen. I'm telling you, that the Bible said they shall know them. They shall know that they're my disciples, that they love one another. Amen. I tell you, the greatest commandment is love, that we love one another. I tell you, every one of us, we have problems. Amen. We're in the flesh, and we have a lot of personalities and a lot of personality problems, and we're not all the same. Thank God. Amen. We're individually and uniquely made by our Heavenly Father. He made you like you are for his glory and for his honor. There isn't anything wrong with being a little different from somebody else. It's how God made us. Amen. Wouldn't it be something if all I was a thumb? If I just stood up here like a thumb, I'm going to tell you, it'd be a strange preacher. Amen. But I'm telling you, my body's made up with diversity. I've got 10 fingers and 10 toes, and all of my body's made up different. So it is with the house of God, with the church. Every one of us are made up different. Amen. And, but we've got to love one another despite our differences. And if we'll do that, we'll keep the commandments of the Lord that we walk therein. That we walk in love. Amen. Church, I'm telling you, when a church gets in love, it'll make a difference. Amen. Amen. It'll make a difference in you. Amen. It'll cause your heart to get overwhelmed and get warm in your soul. Right. How in the world can you say that you love God in whom you have not seen? Yeah. If you can't love your brother in whom you have seen. That's the test of real love. Amen. And we say we love God. We haven't even seen God. But we say that we love our brethren. We ought to love our brethren. Amen. How can we love God, say that we love God in whom we have not seen, and do not love our brethren whom we have seen? He said we ought to love one another. What the church of the living God ought to do in our day is to hold up the blood-stained banner and love everybody. We need more love. Everybody loves to know that they're loved. Amen. Everybody like to feel like they're loved and that they're important. I tell you, they just something about that strengthens us. Amen. It's something to know that my wife loves me. It is. I don't question that because she proves it. That's right. No reason for me to question that. She don't run around on me with some other fella, and as she comes home at night, and amen, she loves me. She proves that love toward me. She won't treat your husband better than me. Now you think about that. Amen. She's not going to treat you better than she does me because she really loves me. And I'm not going to treat you sisters better than I treat Miss D. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I love her above everyone. Amen. That's here this morning. And love. And he said that we love one another, of that agape love. Amen. That we can overlook those faults and failures that we have in one another. I'm going to tell you, you don't do everything just like I think you ought to do them. You don't behave like I think you ought to behave. But you know what? You're not my sheep. You're his. Amen. You're not here to satisfy me, but that you love him. I just love you anyhow, despite our ways. I love you anyhow. And you know what? You've got to love me. The love of God shed abroad in our hearts towards one another. He said to the elect lady and her children that you walk in truth and that you love one another. As we love one another. We know we can do that. In our day, John's talking over 2,000 years ago to a church for them to love, and the church ought to love. You know, we have imitation love in our society today, and it's caused a lot of confusion. It really has. We have little boys are telling little girls, I love you, and they don't do it. We have little girls are telling little boys, I love you, and they don't do it. They really don't understand what love is. It's infatuation is what you have towards one another. It's not love. You look at somebody and you're infatuated with them. And they're pretty and you say they're pretty. But real love is when you're willing to lay down your life for them. Amen. I'm going to tell you today, amen, real love, no greater love than a friend, than a man to lay his life down for a friend. That's real love, isn't it? Amen. I'm telling you, a real love will make a difference in the church house today. It'll not be infatuation. It'll be real love. It won't be imitation. It'll be real love. Amen. When you love one another, that's the bond that holds the church together, is that we love one another. John said, and this is love, that we walk after his commandments. He said, for many deceivers are entered into this world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. He said, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wronged, but that we receive a full reward. Yes. Truth. Love. But then he speaks of the principle of perseverance. That means don't quit. Amen. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Amen. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Amen. Now I believe in a persevering attachment. Some of you probably don't know what that is. You hadn't read the 18 Articles of Faith, but we believe as Baptists in a persevering attachment. When I got attached to the Lord Jesus, I persevered. Those that are saved shall endure to the end. Right. Amen. I believe them that have really got the goods. Amen. We'll have the goods when he comes back after his church. We persevere. And we have that attachment to the Lord Jesus Christ. When we got born again,
Amen. And you remember what he said? He said, nothing is able to separate us from the love of God. Amen. He loved us. And then he lists all those things that's after us to separate us. There ain't enough devils in hell to pull me away from the Lord. I'm attached by perseverance. I'm going to stay till Jesus comes.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to know this morning what the church needs is more dedication to persevering, staying with the Lord. Now, he says something here that's real important. He said, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. You know how you can tell if a person's really saved? If they'll act like it. If you can come to the altar and you can cry, get up out of that altar and go back into that same old world you lived in and act that same old way you acted when you before you got to this altar, you ain't got the goods. Amen. I believe what'll make the difference in a man when he really gets saved, he'll go to hunt the church up. Amen. Amen. Because there's an attachment, a persevering attachment of Christ to do the commandments of God. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And you'll get in the church and serve him in one of his churches.
Amen.
He said, he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Wow. They're going to be many folks trying to pull you out. There's a lot of slick tongues out there. I'm telling you, there's a lot of folks that they're sharp in the tongue. But you can't believe every doctrine. Every wind of doctrine will cause you to get tossed to and fro. Just stay with the Bible. It'll work. And it'll still work. You know why I encourage you to bring a Bible to church? To where you can read it when I read it, and where you can watch it when I'm preaching it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That I stay in the book and don't get off on my opinions. That I stay in the book. I wasn't the one that said that if you don't abide in the doctrine, you're none of his. I wasn't the one that said that. He said that.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. But that if you'll abide in the doctrine, then you're one of his.
Amen.
Amen. That's what makes the difference in us. We can't come to church on Sunday and say that we're a Christian on Sunday and then from Monday to Saturday live like the devil and live out there in the world and expect anybody to have any confidence in the church. They just won't do it. But if you'll stand in truth and you'll love one another, amen, stay in the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ and his commandments, we'll be the church today, and we'll be the church tomorrow. Amen. I tell you, John had a problem. Many of folks are drifting. Many of them persecuted, drifting away. Other things have brought them around, had pulled them out. But he said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves as the manner of some is. There were some of them just forsaken, assembling together. Now I want to say this to you with every bit of the love that God give me, that if you're a Christian and you're saved and you're a member of Antioch Baptist Church or any other Baptist church, you ought to go. You ought to be faithful to God in his church.
Amen.
You're not pacified, Brother William.
No.
You're not, listen, I love to see you every Sunday. But it's not me that you have to please.
Amen.
It's the Lord.
Amen.
This is his church. This is not Brother Raymond Cook's church.
Amen.
It may pop some of you bubbles.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not his church.
Amen.
It's the Lord's church. Amen. And if we're coming to honor the Lord Jesus, we're coming for the right reason. Because we love him and we keep his commandments. But if you're coming to appease the preacher, then we come in for the wrong reason. Because sometimes the preacher may not be here. Then you'll feel bad about it. You'll say, where's the preacher? We've come to see the preacher. He's not here. But Jesus will always be here. If you come to see the Lord, he's always here. He promised where two or three are gathered together, there he'd be in the midst of us. Dedicated to church. Now we have church here on Sunday morning, Sunday night, 5 o'clock for Bible study at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock for worship. We have Wednesday night service, 6:30 on Wednesday night. I asked my youngest son the other day. I said, he's married and his wife live in their own home. I said, son, I said, what are you doing for Jesus? He said, what do you mean? I said, are you doing anything for Jesus? He said, well, he said, I'm working. He said, I'm tithing. I said, well, tithing's good. I said, but are you doing anything for Jesus? He said, no, I don't think so, Daddy. I said, you need to find something to do for the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I said, your church has got vacation Bible school this week. And I said, is there any reason why you can't get over there and help him? He said, well, he said, no. I said, is your wife helping him? He said, yeah. I said, go with your wife. Go help them 5 nights. It ain't like they got to do this forever. 5 nights. I said, do something for Jesus.
Amen.
Well, let me ask you. Don't answer me. What are you doing for Jesus? What are we doing in the church and doing for the Lord? That's what's most important. We may not feel like we can do much for him, but there's one thing we can do, and that's to be faithful to him and to his church.
Amen.
His church. Let's stand.